This is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Saint Bartholomea Capitano.
Mama?
Yes, Bobby.
Did you know Saint Aloysius was only 23 years and 8 months old when he died?
Barthy, since you were 12, when you decided St. Aloysius was your favorite saint, there's little I don't know about him.
I can close my eyes and see him during those last hours. Father Bellarmine kneeling beside him in prayer. St. Aloysius quoting Psalm 121. I rejoiced when they said to me, "We shall go into the house of the Lord." And then those very last words, "Into thy hands, Father," as he dies with his eyes on the crucifix and the name of Jesus on his lips.
And now will you open your eyes and finish setting the table?
Oh, yes, Mama. You will admit St. Aloysius was a very, very remarkable person.
All saints are remarkable, otherwise they wouldn't be saints.
I love him for the way when he was just a boy about my own age he taught the poor children of Castiglione. Oh, how I wish I could be like him.
You can be like him, in love of God and desire to achieve perfection, even though you can't be a saint. Now, no more chatter. Finish setting the table and then go and see what's happened to your father.
Oh.
He should be home by now, if he's coming.
What if he's at the tavern?
If you don't meet him on the way, that's where he'll be. You're not to go in.
Well, I could wait outside until someone was going in and ask him to tell Papa.
No, if he's not on his way, there's no telling when he'll be home. You return at once.
What makes Papa drink so much?
I don't know, Barthy. I wish I knew. I wish there was something I could do.
That's one of the things I pray to St. Aloysius, to make him stop.
Then he's not heard you. Now run along.
Yes, Mama, I'm going.
And remember, you're not to go into the tavern.
Wake up.
Go away.
It's Barthy, Papa. Please, please, Papa, wake up. Mama's waiting for us.
Go away, leave me alone.
Don't lie here on the ground, Papa. It's damp and you'll catch cold. Come, I'll help you, but give me your hand.
Who is it? What do you want?
Barthy. Barthy, Papa, I've come to find you. Mama has a nice hot supper ready.
Who's that with you?
There's no one. I'm alone.
Oh, you're not. I see 212 pretty girls. What's your name?
Oh, Barthy. Bartholomea.
All right, you're Barthy. What's the other girl's name?
Oh, Papa, how could you after you promised?
Promise? Never promised anyone anything.
You did, you promised, Mama, you would not get like this again.
Did I?
Yes, I was there. It was only last week.
I don't remember. Where's my hat?
Here. Let me help you up.
Oh, my head. Everything's going around.
Lean on me, Papa.
My hat.
Oh.
I better go look for it.
No, 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 Papa. We'll go home and you can find your hat later.
Sure. Sure. I don't need a hat. Where's that other girl?
Oh, Papa. Uh-huh. You just thought you saw another girl.
Uh-huh. What time is it?
The sun set an hour ago.
Oh, that's what makes it so dark.
It's getting quite late. Mama will worry.
No hurry. Better get my bearings. There it is. Knew I had a bottle in one of these pockets.
Oh, please. Papa, don't drink anymore.
Here, have a drink.
No!
It'll warm you up inside here.
Papa, I don't want any wine.
You don't want a drink, so you don't want me to have one.
It's not that, Papa.
You don't think much of your papa, do you?
I love you. I love you, Papa.
But you won't have a drink with your papa. Too good for me.
Oh, Papa, don't say that.
Now you're going to cry, just like your mama, because your papa takes a drink of wine now and then.
Oh.
The girl at the tavern took a drink with me. She wasn't too good, and you take one.
Papa, please. Someone's coming.
I thought I heard voices, but Bartholomew, what are you doing here this time of night? Oh, I see.
Good evening, Father Gregory. Papa... That is, Papa and I were just about to sit down to rest for a moment.
Who's that?
It's Father Gregory, Papa.
The priest. Good evening, Signor Capitano.
Have a drink, Father.
Oh, no, thank you.
And I'll drink by myself. Salute, Father.
Please, Papa, please, no more. Mama's going to worry.
Please, Papa. Papa, please, don't drink, Papa. You drink too much. Papa, Mama doesn't want to drink.
You should listen to your wife and daughter, Signore.
When you listen to your wife, Father, I'll listen to mine.
I haven't seen you in church recently.
And I've never seen you not once in the tavern.
Papa, shame on you.
On second thought, let me have the bottle.
Oh, change your mind. Now you want a drink. You see, Bothy, Father likes his wine the same as other men. Yes, to your good health, Father. No, you're my guest. You drink first. Mustn't forget my manners, eh, Bobby? Yeah, drink up.
Thank you.
Leave some for me, Father.
Oh, signore, a thousand pardons. How clumsy of me. It slipped out of my hand. I must repay you.
It's nothing, Father. What would people say of Capitano if he were to offer the priest a drink and then make him pay for it?
But it was my fault. I'd feel much better if I could pay you.
My fault. Entirely my fault for being fool enough to offer you a drink. Bathy, where's my hat? I'm going home.
Thank you, Father.
I want to go home.
Good. Come, give me your hand. I'll see you home.
Stay where you are. Anytime I need a priest to show me to my door, I'll let you know. No. Stand back, right? Couldn't get up by myself. Out of my way. I can walk.
Papa, you're going in the wrong direction. Oh,
you stumbled.
Papa, are you all right? Oh, Father, help me. He's hurt.
No, child. All he needs is sleep, a good long sleep.
Oh, what am I to do?
You go down the road to the first house, tell them I sent you, and I would like to borrow a cart and horse for about half an hour.
Oh, Father, are you sure he's
all right? Hurry, child, do as I say. Now, don't worry. I'll see he gets home.
Yes.
Oh.
But why are you out of breath?
I ran all the way home from school.
Your father slept till noon.
Oh.
It was too late to go to the warehouse, so he went back to his room right after lunch.
How is he? I mean, is he in a good mood?
He didn't say anything. Scarcely looked at me. So he may be ashamed of being carted home and being put to bed like a child.
Mama, I've something very, very important I must talk to both of you about. Do you think I should wait a day or so?
Not if it's important. What is it?
I want to become a religious, Mama. I want to devote my life to God. Mama, you're not saying anything.
I don't know. I'd never thought of you as a nun. I'm not sure I approve.
Oh, but I'm sure. I know.
But the suddenness of it, it's taken me by surprise.
Well, I've thought about it for a long time. I didn't want to speak about it until I was absolutely certain.
Have you mentioned this to anyone else? The nuns at school?
No. Oh, only to Father Gregory.
What does he say?
He thinks I have a religious vocation, but I must have parental permission.
You're so young. You should wait and take time to...
St. Aloysius was only 16 when he became a Jesuit.
That has nothing to do with you. Oh, how time passes. Only yesterday you were a little girl, and now it's time to decide your whole future. We should have talked about this before, but the way your father is, we didn't. I assumed you were like most girls in the village and would marry.
I know. It seems I've known for a long time I would never marry.
I'm sure your father expects you to marry.
But if I have your permission, it'll help to get his.
Well, I can't make a decision so important at the snap of my fingers. I must think about it.
Oh, I know, Mama. I just wanted to tell you and Papa now so you both could think about it. I didn't mean I had to have an answer this minute.
Very well, I'll think about it.
Should I ask Papa? Or do you think you should?
He's not speaking to me, so you had better tell him.
If I can get his permission, will you agree?
I don't know. It's a big decision. Marthy, are you sure it's what you want?
Yes. Oh, yes, Mama. And Father Gregory approves.
I'll do it then.
Oh!
And I'll try to persuade your father if he objects.
Oh! Will it be all right to ask him at supper?
It's as good a time as any.
Oh!
Call him, child. Supper'll be ready soon.
No, you'll not be a nun.
But Papa...
Will you please listen
Keep
a moment?
Keep still, both of you. Don't argue with me. She's not going to be a nun, and that's final, settled. I want no more talk about it, understand? Not another word.
There's no need to shout.
Who's shouting? Can't I say a word in my own house?
Don't you realize Barthy's a grown woman?
She needs a husband.
No, please don't, Papa. I mustn't marry. If I can't be a religious,
Listen
I'll
to
never...
me. Get this notion of being a nun out of your head. If I hear it mentioned again, I'll take you out of school.
Oh, no. No, please don't. I'll not say anything again, but please let me finish school.
All right. But remember one word about being a nun and out you go.
Oh, yes, Papa.
And by the time you're through school, I'll have a husband for you. All this argument, now my soup's cold.
Papa absolutely refused.
Well, I dare say half the saints in heaven had to brave parental objections.
Well, that's certainly true of St. Aloysius. When he asked to be a priest, his father threatened to have him flogged.
And I'm not so sure parents are always right. Perhaps if I were to talk to them, I might be
oh,
able
no,
to...
Oh, no, Father, it would make matters worse. Papa thinks you're a... he doesn't like you.
A tactful understatement, I'm sure.
And now he's going to look for a husband for me. Oh, Father, what am I going to do?
Do you know that many people, forbidden or unable to join an order, have lived saintly lives?
Well, maybe, but... It's much easier if you're in an order.
I suppose it might be. Away from temptations of the world and under strict discipline. But I'm not being very helpful regarding your problem.
Oh, yes, you are, Father. Since I must remain, I should live as nearly as possible as a religious.
With necessary modifications, but in general, putting God before everything and doing his work. Now... The nuns tell me you have a way with the younger students, and from time to time you were called on to help teach the slower ones.
Oh, I love to help out. It's a joy to teach.
Well, you're a born teacher. That can be your vocation.
Oh, Father, why didn't I think of it before? That's what St. Aloysius did when he was my age.
So why not train for a teacher's diploma and devote yourself to the education of the young?
I shall do it. Oh, you don't know how much you've helped me. I was so upset when I came to you.
You can be obedient to your father and still be doing God's work.
Well, if he insists I marry, I cannot obey him. Hmm? Father, I've made a vow to myself of chastity. I want you to sanctify it.
If you swear before God, this is a vow that will bind you for life. You must be very sure.
My mother, the nuns, taught me to love God alone and above all else, to love him with all my heart and soul and mind, and that love I cannot share with a husband.
Come to the chapel. I'll bear witness to your vow.
Come to see me graduate.
Your mama says you're the smartest girl in the class.
And here's Father Gregory.
Congratulations, Bartholomew.
Thank you.
I'd like you to meet Catherine Gerosa. Catherine, this is Bartholomew Capitano, who has applied for a school in your district.
Oh, I am so glad to meet you, Signora Gerosa. I've heard so much about the hospital you founded for the poor people of South Lovere.
You should have applied for a better school. There's nothing but poverty and ignorance in that section.
To say nothing of the lack of godliness, Signore.
Well, if I can do something about their ignorance, Papa, perhaps they can do something about their poverty. Children, let's all close our eyes tightly, and when I clap my hands like this, we open them. Now, ready? Close eyes. Now there's darkness, nothing but darkness. And that's the way the world was in the beginning. And then God spoke. Just three words. Be light made. And like that, light was made. And now look about you. Isn't it wonderful to make the darkness vanish and know the light? To look out the window and see the green fields, the sheep and cattle, where a moment ago there was nothing. And God had only to speak, and it happened in the beginning. Many, many years later, God sent his son, who was to be called the light of the world. Children, the sodality of St. Aloysius, which we started here, has attracted attention. Let me read from the bishop's letter. Tell your children, the sodality instigated at your school has been adopted in 6 other districts and has produced marvelous effects. For this inspired example of devotion, I extend my blessing to all the children of your school.
Bartholomew, I've asked you and Catherine to meet with me for a special purpose. From observation, I don't have to ask you how your work is going.
Oh, far better than I ever expected. But it's because the children are so eager to learn.
Well, you both are accomplishing amazing results. And what you've started must continue. Others will follow your example.
What Father is suggesting is some sort of religious organization.
And that you and Bartholomew should join forces within the same organization.
But I know nothing about teaching.
Oh, and I can't make a bandage that'll stay on.
So Bartholomew will take charge of educational matters, Catherine the nursing, but all activity would take place on the same or adjoining location.
That would cut expenses.
And if I found students who showed promise in nursing, I could send them to the hospital for training. Father, I think it's a wonderful idea.
And you, Catherine?
I've always had something like this at the back of my mind.
The bishop knows of your work, of course. But if he approached the Holy See for 2 organizations in this small district, he would be refused. By uniting, he has a better chance.
But what should we do?
Work out a plan of organization and necessary rules, and I'll present it to the bishop. If he agrees to present them to Rome, well, All we can do is wait and pray then.
Come, come. What's got into you and Catherine today? You've eaten nothing. And every 2 minutes, Father gets up and looks out the window. You make me nervous.
Father Gregory is expecting to hear from Rome today.
Well, the post isn't due for 15 minutes.
Oh.
If it's on time, which it usually isn't. So you may as well sit down and enjoy your food.
All right, Mama. I promise not to look out the window again.
Well, just to make sure, I'll draw the curtains. Catherine, I suppose Marthy told you I was hesitant about her becoming a religious.
Yes.
And just think, now you're founding an order of your own. It just goes to show how...
Papa!
Hello, Marthy.
Oh, you're shivering. You're ill.
Drunk. Just drunk, Marthy.
Sit by the fire. Oh, your clothes are wet.
I'm all right, I think.
Well, he's feverish.
I'm all right.
And has a chill. He must be put to bed at once.
Take your hand off my head. Who are you?
Where's the bedroom? Get the bed ready, Mama. I'll help Catherine.
Oh, yes, dear.
Oh, where are you taking me?
Come, we're putting you to bed.
Oh, you're not putting me to bed. I'll go to bed by myself.
No. Off with your clothes.
No. You get out.
It's no time for modesty. If we don't get you out of these wet clothes, you'll catch pneumonia.
No, you take your hands off me.
He's sleeping.
Feed him hot broth and keep him covered well. I forgot all about Father Gregory.
Great news. Your petition's approved.
Oh,
the authorities suggest that for the present you adopt the rules of the Sisters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul.
Now that we're living by the rule of St. Vincent de Paul, isn't it logical that we should affiliate with the French order?
Well, that's not possible, at least now. The government would refuse to recognize any organization which put itself under foreign control.
Does it mean we can't found a religious institute?
No, not at all. Your institute would have to be independent of any control outside Italy. In effect, you have started. All you need is a name.
We would like the people to regard us as Sisters of Charity. Since we began here, and to avoid confusion, we should call ourselves the Sisters of Charity of Lovere.
So let it be called. And may this institute you have founded live forever. Catherine, Bartholomea, you must take some time for rest.
I was telling Barthy the same thing only yesterday, Father. But she won't listen. Catherine's working beyond her strength, Father. I'm 20 years younger.
Other houses have been established all over northern Italy. You should retire from this routine work and go from one to the other house on inspection tours.
Next year, Father, when there's a little less to do here.
This time, I'm insisting. You must provide for some more leisure time for yourselves. Bartholomea, Catherine tells me you sit up almost every night writing letters to former students.
Father, if they write to me, I must answer them.
Very well, very well. Write to them during the day and get some rest at night.
Oh, but during the day the children need instruction.
I'm sending a doctor to see you. If you won't listen to me, perhaps you will to him.
A week ago, the doctor ordered her to bed. A day later, she got up to visit her father, who was afraid he was dying.
Oh, was he as usual?
No. He wanted her forgiveness. She dragged herself back to her bed. She was far gone in consumption. Must have had it for months, but kept it secret. She asked for you to administer the last rites. Father, isn't much time.
Father Gregory... Is that you?
Bartholomew, yes. It's Father Gregory.
Oh, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Bless me that I may be welcome in the house of the Lord.
She died at the age of 26, July 26, 1833, and was canonized in 1950. St. Bartholomew's life was not spectacular, and there is no record of visions or miracles during her brief lifetime. Some may wonder, what was there about her that elevated her to sainthood? Time, too, is the test of saintliness, and what lives on after death must also be evaluated in determining true merit. The co-founder of the Sisters of Charity of Lovere, Bartholomea Capitanio, indeed has earned her place in the company of the saints.